Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me!
With Garrett Davey.
Close your eyes!
Time to check out and see what great home entertainment options are out there this week and beyond. I want to start with short films and the amazing world of stories that can be accessed from so many different sources. First up, it's Vimeo.com. Vimeo is a video sharing site, but it has cultivated a high-end approach to short films over the years, especially when it comes to their Staff Picks curated section. This is where you'll find a treasure trove of short films, like this one. Sam did it.
Oh my god, 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 I am freaking out! Ah, you're my, like, number one celebrity! You know, in those things where they're like, which celebrity would you invite over for dinner? It's you!
Sam Did It is a short from 2018. Sam is about to meet his celebrity idol. The only problem is, Sam works in a morgue, and his idol is dead. It stars Alfred Molina, who is the idol in this movie. It's strange, it's funny, but it's a perfect example of some of the great finds you can unearth on Vimeo.com. Also check out the work of Jim Cummings. His short, like the Sundance-winning Thunder Road, The Robbery, and The Mountains of Mourn, are definitely worth a watch. Now let's turn to new releases available for rental as digital downloads, and we begin with something Irish.
Are you going home for the Christmas?
My mother's funeral.
I'm doing something similar. My brother, he's in with the luggage.
The Last Ride is a comedy-drama road movie telling the story of a man bringing the body of someone he barely knows for burial with his family. His good intentions are motivated by trying to patch up his relationship with his own brother. However, en route from West Cork to Rathlin Island, both romance and family secrets emerge to complicate the trip. Rising star Niamh Algar stars in this one.
She's filling your head full of fear. I pump you full of strength. Because we're on a team and I know you got what it takes. You're a star and I know it. That's why I'm here.
Honey Boy is the story of a young actor's stormy childhood and early adult years as he struggles to reconcile with his father and deal with his mental health. Shia LaBeouf stars and writes. It's essentially autobiographical and he plays his father in the movie. Lucas Hedges plays him as an older actor, while Noah Jupe is excellent as the young 12-year-old actor. It's available to rent on April 10th. TV movies next, and first up, it's Mark Wahlberg starring in Patriot's Day. It's the story of the 2013 Boston Marathon bombing, and the aftermath, which includes the citywide manhunt to find the terrorists responsible. Mark Wahlberg, Michelle Monaghan, and J.K. Simmons star. It's on RT2 tonight at 9:30. Then tomorrow afternoon, a classic.
I'm taking command of this ship. Mr. Fryer, I'll have the keys to the arms chest.
You give him nothing!
Royal Navy Captain William Bligh uses brutal methods to keep his crew in line to the horror of his second-in-command, Fletcher Christian. When the strict discipline starts to have fatal consequences, Christian leads the sailors in revolt against their cruel commander. Marlon Brando, Trevor Howard, and Richard Harris star in this 1962 classic, Mutiny on the Bounty. It's on tomorrow at 2:10 on RT1. And jumping ahead to Monday night, The Girl on the Train is showing on RT2. Having lost her job and her husband, alcoholic Rachel Watson spends time aimlessly travelling on a train. She gets drawn into a web of intrigue when she becomes fascinated by a woman's disappearance. It's a thriller based on Paula Hawkins' novel, starring Emily Blunt, Rebecca Ferguson and Luke Evans. It's on Monday night, 9 p.m. on RT2. And from one platform to another, we board Netflix.
I wouldn't believe the story if someone else were telling it, but it's true, every word of it.
Three Identical Strangers is an incredible documentary of Eddie, David and Robert, three young men who connected in New York in 1980, having discovered that they were triplets who were separated at birth. Having all been adopted, the documentary follows the story of their reunion and the truth behind why their paths were split in the first place. It's currently streaming on Netflix. The streamer is loading up on content right now, and some other new arrivals this week include I, Tonya, Sherlock Holmes, The Town, and the second season of Sunderland Till I Die. And to conclude this week's update, here's a reminder that Domhnall Gleeson comes to the small screen in Run.
This is unforgivable.
Really?
People forgive all sorts, don't they?
Who does this? Oh my God, what will I say?
To who?
Ron follows Ruby, a woman whose life is shaken up after she receives a text to fulfill a 17-year-old pact with her ex-boyfriend Billy, played by Donald Gleason, to travel across America together. It begins on Sky Comedy April 15th, and episodes will be available too on Now TV.